Well, first of all, Mark, congratulations managing the side here. Left it late, but all victories are well received, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Now, like, we didn't plan on winning like that, that's for sure. If you'd read a script for the game before you went out, you wouldn't expect it to be, I suppose, that low scoring, and then a goal nearly with the last kick of the game in the last 2 minutes to win it. But I suppose it just shows the heart that the boys had. They never lay down and probably played some of our best football in the last 15 minutes of that game.
Did very well in the first half, and 2 points was a scarce enough reward for the first half play.
Yeah, it's kind of, I suppose, conditions weren't ideal out there. Now that, you know, the grass was fairly long on the pitch, and there's a bit of a swirling breeze, and, you know, a lot of wee simple mistakes that boys normally wouldn't make out there. You know, dropping short hand passes and kick passes and stuff, and then was it a couple of wides, but like, that's football.
Yeah. What was the feeling at half-time, 3-2 down?
Feeling at half-time was that we were playing the better football and we were the better team and we had the better players out there, but that we actually needed to I suppose, get it on the scoreboard. And we started strong again the second half, but we had maybe 3 or 4 wides in a row. Galway came up the field and got a couple of scores and went 3 points up on us.
Yeah.
And that's really, I suppose, what kicked the boys into action. And, you know, we're
I just say you finished strong as well, because I know the goal, it took the goal, but you got a couple of very important scores before it as well.
I got a few very important frees there. Like, we suppose we really started piling on the pressure, and suppose for parts of that game there today we lost our shape and kind of nearly lost our way in it. You know, it's hard with Masters football when you're making subs all the time to try and get boys to keep their shape and stuff. So, you know, I suppose towards the end, boys started to play to their positions. And as we held our shape a lot better, we got into the groove, we got the ball to our hands, and we were able to push on, and the boys got a few nice scores.
Yeah, and you were there, the goal, as we said, was the big score, and a great ball in from Benny Boyle to Paddy, his teammate.
That's it. I suppose that would have been a... That would have been one of our tactics most of the year, was let Paddy sneak inside, get a long ball into him, and once Paddy McNulty gets inside the 21, there's normally only one result.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we had it today, thankfully.
A lot of big performances out there. We mentioned Benny, we mentioned Paddy, you know, and always the forwards are going to get that college, but your defence, I thought, was very strong today.
I thought the defence, Sean McDade, Connor, Paddy Joe, Charlie, you know, the fullback line were fantastic. Martin Donaghy shifted a massive hit there towards the end of the second half, bounced up and, you know, continued on. Seamus Hegarty in the first half took a big hit, and those cricket as well. Patrick Gallagher in centre back, he just kept them that knitted together the whole time.
Yeah. So it's something to bring down the curtain on the season, and it was something to celebrate.
Definitely. You know, it's, I suppose we started around March. It's been a long season. I suppose it's been a tough season. Like, we have our two former colleagues aren't with us anymore, and you know
Martin Gillespie and Charlie.
And, you know, I suppose they were spoke about before the game, and there was a minute silence before the game, and Sean spoke about them again when we got the trophy. The two boys are always in the back of our minds, and we're thinking, let's try and do this for the two boys this year as well, because I'm sure the two of them are sitting up there having a cup of tea, looking down, going, you know, good stuff, boys, well done, because the two of them would have been delighted to be involved here today. If